John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
D-Mace, Vingen, and Donick, 102.5 The Game. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Vingen, and David Janes here with you. In just a few moments, we will be joined by Jeremy Fowler, senior national NFL writer for ESPN. You see him on SportsCenter all the time. We'll discuss with Jeremy Fowler the upcoming NFL draft Thursday night. Finally, we made it through the rain. The NFL draft is here, almost.
Made it through the rain.
Is that Barry Manilow?
No, there's no. I was singing Milli Vanilli.
Well, Barry Manilow is I Made It Through the Rain, but Derek was going Milli Vanilli.
Milli Vanilli, yeah.
Which is Blame It on the Rain.
Blame It on the Rain,
is the song that we all remember.
I totally butchered it by saying, well, no.
You were just switching the lyrics.
I was switching the words.
You were melding two songs together.
Exactly.
To meet the moment.
Exactly.
Yes.
It met it.
Yes. Well, we will have Jeremy Fowler here in just a moment. We do indeed have Jeremy Fowler. So let's go to our phone line, driven by Wilson County, Hyundai.com, and welcome in senior national NFL writer for ESPN, Jeremy Fowler. Jeremy, thank you for joining us. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
We're doing well. Thank you so much for joining us. So, of course, we're looking ahead to the first round of the NFL draft on Thursday. You have mentioned that the Titans are open to moving back from number 4 overall. Based on your reporting, how far do you think they are willing to go back in the first round if they do indeed trade their pick?
So I think it's a matter of getting a player they would want, but it's also a byproduct of a draft that, you know, has probably 8 or 9 blue chip type players, but it's not a loaded draft like in years past. So at number 4, you can get a really good player, but you can also move back within comfort. So do I think they would move from 4 to 15? Not necessarily, but I think they would make, you know, a reasonable move to get the kind of player they want, because I do think they're deciding between 3 or 4 guys right now. And I believe Sonny Styles is one. I believe Jeremiah Love is one. A few others, potentially. So certainly they could get a guy they like if they did move back. But it's a supply and demand issue in this draft. There are more teams that want to move back than they do move up.
To that end, Jeremy, there appears to be some smoke surrounding Jeremiah Love and the Arizona Cardinals at number 3 overall. Of course, as you know, smoke screens are the name of the game at this time of the year. But how realistic would you say Arizona's interest in Love is, and how could that affect the Titans if that indeed happens?
I think there's some interest. I've been hearing that off and on for a few weeks. Some teams I talked to are not totally sold on that it could be a smoke screen to try to get a trade going. But if you're going by overall value, he is arguably the best player at that spot. You know, he's a top 3 to 4 player in this draft, so you can certainly justify it. And that's an offense that needs playmakers. They have a few already in Trey McBride and Michael Wilson and some of those guys, but he can never have enough. And he can line up wide and be a receiver for you as well, as a slot guy and a running back. So he has a lot to offer, you know, but I'll believe it when I see it in that regard, where if you're the Titans, that does make a lot of sense. Because you got Cam Ward, and you know you want to surround him with as many weapons as you can because you have a quarterback you really like.
Jeremy, how could the Dexter Lawrence trade from over the weekend influence other potential first-round trades? Will teams in need of defense be more motivated to try to move up to grab the likes of Arvell Reese, David Bailey, or Sonny Styles?
Potentially, yes. I think that Sonny Styles is probably in that 4 to 7 range right now, if I were to guess. And he's a player that Tennessee's certainly considering. You know, there'd be an offensive tackle somewhere pretty high. I believe that there would be 2 to 3 that go in the first 12 to 15 pick. So it's really a pick-your-flavor situation. You know, Tennessee has a lot of different options at their disposal. You also have the edge rusher situation where, let's say the Jets go with Arvell Reese, does David Bailey slide a few spots and become an option for you at 4? You know, so that they have a lot they're going to have to survey here coming up in the next few days.
We'll talk with Jeremy Fowler, senior national NFL writer for ESPN. Now, Jeremy, is having, you know, elite players at none, you know.
Hey guys, I'm sorry. Give me 1 second, okay? Sorry.
Okay.
Literally 20 seconds.
That's what happens.
20-second timeout. Yeah. Phil Jackson coming out. Yes. Give
That's
me a 20.
That's what happens when, you know, you got a family. You got to take care of things.
Stuff's going on.
Stuff's going on. So, but do we have him back on now?
He'll pop on when he's
He'll
ready.
Pop on. No, I was going to ask him about, because we've discussed this as well, about the non-premium positions and elite players, having elite players, so many elite players and none, you know, positions that you would draft that high. And is that making the draft a little bit more difficult to kind of assess, because you have, you know, whether it's Sonny Styles, Caleb Downs, Jeremiah Love, guys like that that are not in that premium position, but they are ranked as premium players. So is that making the draft sort of difficult? So that's what I would – that's what I'm going to ask him once he – it's back with us, if we have not.
Do we have Jeremy? Still wait.
Sorry, guys.
There you go.
I'm sorry.
There
no
we go.
Problem.
No. My question.
We'll pick up where we left off. I apologize.
No. I was, going over it with the guys. But having guys at premium positions that are, or non-premium positions that are elite players, whether it's Jeremiah Love, obviously, you got Caleb Downs, you got Sonny Styles, is that making this year's draft difficult to assess, because you have guys like that or that are not at premium positions?
Yes, for sure. That's an option. And Caleb Downs, in the minds of some execs I've spoken to, might be the best player in the draft overall, but he's a safety, you know, and he's not necessarily a, you know, Derwin James, Kyle Hamilton, do-it-all exceptional type option, but he's a football player. Sonny Styles, same thing, but off-ball backer. You know, it makes it tough. It's not one of those drafts like in 2024 where we had 6 quarterbacks in the top 12 and, you know, we got a little spoiled. That's just not the case this year. That's why I think at the end of the day it's going to be hard for a team like Tennessee to trade out of 4 unless they kind of just get lucky or get the right team to move up. Maybe it's Kansas City at 9. You know, Brett Beach, the GM there, has a relationship with Mike Borgonzi from their Kansas City days. And Dallas, look, Dallas is a threat. You know, Sonny Styles is somebody I believe they really like. So could they get up there? But going from 12 to 4 would be tough. They would have to give up their 20th pick as well.
Now, every year there's a run on a particular position, whether it be outside backer, defensive end, wide receivers. What do you predict the run, or you believe the run will be, in what position?
Well, receiver could be shaping up to create a little bit of a run here. Yeah, I think at the end of the day, you still have 3 edge rushers go in the top 10. Mm-hmm. You know, Reuben Bain could slide a little bit, but I don't have a hard time believing he slides too far. Kansas City at 9, maybe Dallas at 12, but, you know, he's too good of a player. So there could be a little bit of an edge rusher run. But really, receiver is shaping up to be a factor in the top 10 because Jordan Tyson seems to be rising. You know, the Giants definitely has some affinity for him. Some other teams do, maybe the Saints. So with him at Carnell Tate, you could see 2 receivers go high, and then where does that leave, like a Mekhi Lemon from USC? So certainly a lot to shake out, and, you know, it's going to be interesting. But those are 2 positions that I'm watching going into Thursday.
Jeremy Fowler is with ESPN. We're previewing the NFL draft. Jeremy, with all the scuttlebutt around Jeremiah Love, and could somebody jump up as high as number 3 to grab him or something, I'm looking at a scenario where Arvell Reese might drop down, and you have both Arvell Reese and Sonny Styles available to the Titans. For a little bit more of a novice fan like myself, who wouldn't know quite the difference between these two guys, who are both considered off the chart talents, but they're unique talents, right? So how would you compare the two?
Well, you know, Sonny Styles is that just classic prototypical athlete. You know, he's got enough size for that position. He's got range. He's got ball skills. So as far as the modern linebacker, he's got what you need. Jeremiah Love, to me, is similar in that, you know, he can go out wide and catch passes. He can do everything you need. I don't know if he's at the level like a Bijan Robinson or Jahmyr Gibbs, some of those guys that have been high in the first round before. But he's pretty darn close, and he's got the breakaway speed. So
they're classic high-end talents that you would take in the top five, top ten of a draft. They just happen to play positions that are not premium. If those guys were edge rushers right now, we'd be probably talking about them as number two and number three overall back-to-back. But the position they play does hurt their value a little bit.
So then how would you compare Arvell Reese to Sonny Styles, who are coming from the same program, if Reese were to slip? Yes. To where the Titans could grab him? Because we haven't talked about Arvell Reese. There's been an assumption that he'd be off the board by four.
Yeah, you know, the Jets, if I had to lean a direction, I'd probably lean Arvell Reese for them at two right now. You know, they have not tipped their hand in on which direction they're going. But if Reese is available, it becomes an interesting proposition for Tennessee. You know, he is the upside play, right? He's a guy who could be a superstar. He's really young. He's really explosive and athletic, so you could really have something. Maybe you have a Micah Parsons light. I'm not going to compare him to Parsons, but you know, he could have that kind of ceiling where he can be a real impact guy if he can play him off the edge and he can learn to be an edge rusher full time. It's just going to take some time for him to get that down because he used to be an off-ball backer. So it's really different. I guess at least the insurance with Reese is if he can't cut it as an edge rusher or isn't big enough, then he can be an off-ball linebacker for you. But you know, Sonny Styles is better in coverage in that regard. You know, he can do it all from that particular position. So Reese gives you the upside of the pass rush. Maybe it turns into something where he's a top 10 rusher or could become like a Micah Parsons type player. You know, Micah's sort of in a class on his own, but that's the model for a guy who is going from off ball backer to on the edge. You know, I talked to a head coach in the league about Reese recently. He said, just get him in a position where he can go downhill. He can go straight and go chase the quarterback. He'll be really good in this league for a long time if he can do that. You know, it's interesting with Tennessee. Do they prefer a bigger D lineman or edge rusher than Reese, who is a little bit of a hybrid model? I don't know that Reese is the fit for them in Tennessee. Perhaps they can make it work, but if he's there at four, they might actually have some trade traction in that scenario. Somebody might want to move up for him.
Finally, where do you think Ty Simpson fits into this equation? How high up will somebody try to grab him?
So, Ty Simpson right now, I have late first round. Arizona is the most logical home for him. You know, they spend a lot of time on him. They do like him. Taking him at three overall would be rich. But if they can trade back, get some more draft capital, maybe if they can get back into the first round. You know, they've done trades before with Houston. Houston's sitting there at 28. You know, Seattle sitting there at 32. Like, there'll be enough teams that are willing to move out of that late first round, which could certainly help Simpson's cause with Arizona. I'm having a hard time finding another home for Simpson. I don't necessarily think it'll be the Jets, although they have spent time with him. I don't necessarily think it'll be the Browns. You know, you have a wild card, like maybe the Dolphins, but the Rams, you know, have done homework on him and they know him, and that could be an option for them. I just don't think that would be one at 13 overall. So, Arizona has it on the table where they could pull this off round one with, say, a star player, number three overall, and Simpson late in the first.
Now, Jeremy, you did bring up Reuben Bain briefly. And, you know, after the combine, he was hot before the combine. But after the combine, everything seemed to sort of cool down because of the arm length. And now with the situation off the field that many, you know, in the NFL knew about prior. And I'm bringing it up because if the Titans do choose to move off of four and they can get possibly two picks or a later pick, how far do you see Reuben Bain falling?
Well, I don't think he'll fall far. You know, at one point he might have been a top five pick. I don't see him as that right now, but you have landing spots for him, whether it's New Orleans at 8, Kansas City at 9, Dallas at 12. You know, those are all realistic options for me. I do think the Chiefs like Bain. So there are a lot of spots like that that make sense for him. And really, if you're okay with the careless driving charge in 2024, then really the only issue is the arm length. And some teams are okay with that, some teams aren't. It is a factor. You know, you got to go up against these long offensive tackles 50 to 60 times a game. But he's just such a good player that a lot of teams feel like he can overcome that, or you can move him inside out a little bit. You can get creative with him, and he's got that explosiveness and that bend off the edge to where he can be successful. So I don't have him in the top five, but I certainly have him in the top 12 to 15.
Jeremy Fowler, senior national NFL writer for ESPN, has been our guest on D-Mace, Vingan, and Donick. Jeremy, thank you so much for your time. Enjoy the NFL draft.
Hey, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
615-737-1025. We'll take your reaction to what Fowler had to say about the Titans in the NFL draft. 615-737-1025. We will react as well coming up next. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Vingan, 1025 The Game.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.